Oh, I know this song.
Also Matchbox 20. Nope.
It's the 90s. Matchbox 20 from the 90s.
3 a.m. Matchbox 20.
Yeah, they nice, sound like from the 90s. By the way, you're wondering, what the hell are you guys doing? We're taking names for breweries so you can win tickets to Matchbox 20. We have given away three pair. We have two more to go. Pedro says, how about Missouri Mudhole Brewery?
That sounds like an Urban Dictionary thing from when I was in middle school.
Definitely does. It definitely does. So keep the names coming, and you could win tickets to see them in June. Real quick, Robbie, before we get to your Dylan Raiola question or concern. All right. Matt Norlander tweets out, tonight will be the first Sweet 16 slate with no former national champions playing on the same day since March 23rd, 1984.
Ooh.
Obviously, Creighton taking on Princeton. You can hear that one right here on 1620 Zone. Xavier in Texas, Miami in Houston, and San Diego State versus Bama. By the way, back in 1984, Dayton played Washington. Wake Forest played DePaul. UNLV played Georgetown, so a couple of eventual national champs there. And Memphis played Houston.
So Houston came very close to a national championship.
So did Memphis.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, they blew that one. Remember
they
that
really
one, Robbie?
Did. I do.
All right, you're concerned about Dylan Raiola. Why? Why?
So we all know that the Raiola's relationship with the previous staff was not great.
Oh, tell me more.
That's a given, right? We can all, okay.
Yep.
So we're going to start there. I'm wondering, with the prominence of NIL, if the fact that the person leading the most prominent NIL faction
collective
for Creighton, or for Nebraska, the former head coach's best friend. Is Matt Davison leading 1890 a problem for the Raiolas?
From what I have heard about the...
Is that a fair question to ask?
I think it's a very fair question to ask. From what I was told, the issues lied more with Jared Lambrecht than they did with Matt Davison. Now,
fair.
Jared Lambrecht is also involved in 1890.
Which is not great for... If you're along my line of thinking, not great either.
I think...
Am I putting too many pieces together?
No. I think it's a good question. I think that it could be a concern that you should wonder about, while also saying that won't be the ultimate decider on what Dylan Raiola decides to do. Because I think a lot of this right now, like the issues that they had with, because last year, remember, it was ABM. Now it's 1890. The issues they had with ABM, a lot of that fell also on the head coach for kind of like associating himself like he did. And again, it's a good question because they're still involved. But the head man now and the athletic director, they are adults in the room.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if that just gives them a lot more, we can breathe a little bit easier. It should. It obviously does.
Yeah, it does, because they've gotten back in at least somewhat good grace. I just wonder, if all things are equal, like if he's torn between, let's say, USC and Nebraska, and USC doesn't have anybody around the program that gives them the icks.
Yeah.
Now, maybe they will later, 2 years in, when they actually get to know people around USC better. Like, this is maybe a problem of overfamiliarity.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I mean, that's not necessarily Nebraska's fault, but it is a thing that happens. I just wonder, obviously there was something they didn't like there.
Sure.
And some of those people are still involved in a non-insignificant way.
Definitely.
With the Dylan Raiola thing. I mean, NIL is going to be a part of Dylan Raiola's decision. Now, I don't think it will, again, necessarily be a deciding factor, but if it was kind of such a poor relationship before, I just have to wonder how much of that's still there? How big of a problem is it?
Well, so I never heard any negatives about their relationship with Matt Davis.
Okay.
So and he is the one that is running 1890. The issues that I heard were with Lambrecht, who was involved, but
my question is, I assumed they had issues with Frost because of things.
Sure.
And like it or not, Matt Davison and Frost are connected at the hip forever. That they just are, right? So how much do they associate Matt Davidson with Scott Frost still? and how involved is Lambrecht in the whole thing? That's, you know, I think that's what I'm concerned about. Because I think you and I both were very convinced a month ago that this was happening, right?
Sure, yeah. And for the record, I still am.
And you still are.
I still am. I still think Dylan Raiola is coming to Nebraska.
I've cooled a bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It might just be time.
Yeah.
It might just be time, right?
Because, yeah, the time has passed and we haven't heard
anything. We haven't heard, like, any, yeah, he's definitely coming or he's peer recruiting. So it might just be. That's why I asked if it was a fair question in the first place.
I think it's a very fair question.
Why I asked if I was just kind of overthinking the situation. I just, in a perfect world, you probably wouldn't want ties to the staff that the Raiola family seemed to actively not want to be a part of.
Now, we got a question. Where was it from? I think it was a text. Yeah, 402, text from 402 asked, I thought Lambrecht was done once and went to 1890. So I found a story from On3, Jeremy Crabtree, friend of the Grum, from last October.
Mm-hmm.
So just about 6 months ago. I'll just read a couple paragraphs for you. ABM intends to cease operations at the end of 2022, which did happen.
Yeah.
It had been headed by Jared Lambrecht, the former Nebraska football chief of staff under former head coach Scott Frost. When Frost was dismissed on September 11th, Davison said he at that point knew ABM, quote, was going to wind down operations by the end of the year, end quote. Lambrecht will help 1890 with its transition, Davison told Sipple. So
was he still involved, or did he just help hand things off?
So maybe I'm wrong then. I thought he was still involved, but I could be wrong. But the issue ultimately, to answer your question, I don't think you should be concerned because ultimately the issue lied with him. And at the very least, he is not involved in the way that he was once was because he was the head.
Yes.
And right. There was some, like Dominic Raiola.
I just wonder how much of the sour taste from Frost and the whole staff kind of falls onto Davison as well.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. It seems like from everything that I have been told over the last few months, like he is like that is not an issue.
Okay.
That is not an issue.
I mean, I hope that's right. I just and again, it's probably just because there's been a void of information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seemed like a couple months ago or a month ago, it seemed like we were having momentum toward a decision. You know, I know some people thought by the spring game. Even.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And. You know, then we talked to Bruns today, and he's like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's after June before his senior season starts, which I think is later than most of us thought even 6 weeks ago.
Probably.
If we thought that he was coming to Nebraska.
Well, I mean, when I posed that question to Bruns earlier, so, you know, in a week, the season will be exactly 5 months on the dot away from starting. And I asked him,
split it in half.
Yeah, you split it in half. You go mid-June. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it will happen before or after? And he paused.
He said after.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Yeah. And like, again, you're right. A month ago, we were like, hey, he's going to commit to Nebraska and it's going to happen by the spring game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still pretty bullish on him committing to Nebraska. I think the lack of anything real over the last month and like he has taken other visits. He saw Georgia. He saw USC. And I'm guessing that that is where a lot of the consternation at this moment in time
lies. To be clear, we didn't have that much real before.
Correct.
We were all kind of just speculating and be like, oh, he decommitted right after Rhule got hired. And we know, you know, he came
to
the Nebraska basketball game.
Now, I will admit, and I've
that's
said this
one that really impacted, I think, both of us.
Because he came out of nowhere. And, like, he wasn't supposed to come to Nebraska. And then suddenly, and remember, I told the story. I woke up.
If his uncle wasn't on staff, he wouldn't even have been allowed to
be
in Nebraska.
And I got to follow all of it like in like a 5 minute period of time. I'm scrolling. It's like, there are rumors that he's in town. And then it's like, no, he was in town. Here's a picture of him at the airport. And it's like, wow, that was a fun 5 minutes to catch up on everything.
Yeah.
But look, a lot of my, you know, good feeling, I guess, on the Nebraska side of things still comes back to him showing up that weekend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, but maybe him and Uncle Donnie really are just that tight. I don't know.
Hey,
like,
man,
I really don't know.
We all have uncles that we're super close with, you know? Most of us have uncles that we're super close with. So I think it's a good question, though. I think it's a very good question.
It's something I was thinking about as, you know, we do because there's no real information, right?
Yeah.
And so you're just kind of sitting there and with all the stuff about Dylan Raiola this weekend, I was trying to figure out why I feel differently now and trying to think
of a great question.
Yeah. Trying to think of, okay, if I do feel differently, is there a real reason or is it just we haven't heard anything?
Yeah. So we'll follow all the news that comes out of this weekend. Should be fascinating to watch. You know, somebody said earlier, Let's see if I can find it. Basically, like, what's the bigger thing that's going to happen this weekend? Creighton winning or him committing?
Well, somebody in the stream said, which would you rather have?
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Which would you rather have? Obviously, you'd rather have Dylan commit.
I don't want to answer that question.
Yeah, right? Because
it's actually a really hard question.
It's a great question. Yeah. For a J-Scar out there, look, in the end, if you're... for you, come on. Elite Eight, of course. They've not gone that far.
No, I
do. Probably be one win away from the final freaking four.
I also believe that Dylan Raiola is a potential program-changing prospect.
Mm.
So that's... I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Now, if they were playing like Alabama today, it would be easier because they should beat Princeton.
Yes. They're 10-point favorites.
Right? So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, so if they don't make the Elite Eight, it means they took a... It's not just like they lost in the Sweet 16. It means they took a terrible loss in the Sweet 16.
And Ravi's mentions are a tire fire.
Yeah, which I don't love when that happens.
No, you don't.
It's not my favorite thing.
Well, we'll talk a lot more about that game when we return.
Coming up.
John is connected, Nick.
Yes.
Is it time for me to drink beer by myself?
Yeah, that's not... Don't blame me.
I mean, blaming both of you.
Partly blame me.
You're half of the problem.
Yeah. I'll be the other half. It's fine.
Yeah. So I'm going to blame both of you, but you are half of the
problem.
Look,
it's sober season now for your boy. For 6 weeks.
Why? Why aren't you drinking? We know you love drinking. You're not Catholic. You're not giving it up for Lent. What is it?
It's nice.
Say
to,
it.
It's nice to
no,
lower
it's not.
Your heart rate sometimes,
no,
Robbie.
It's not.
I like my resting heart rate being in the 50s.
How is it so low?
Because I'm not drinking beer
right now. I don't
think
that's accurate.
But friends,
quit defaming beer.
Friends, you can drink beer and you can let us know what you're drinking with the hashtag OneBeerFriday.
Just say it.
No. All right. Because I'm running a marathon, baby!
Quarter!
I'll get a quarter. All right, John Bishop joins us from the arena. When we return, he's got a suit on!
Yeah, suit John.
On 1620 The Zone.